Yeah, it sounds like that's a conversation already. Those tend to be off-season issues, and I'll put a little thought into that. But obviously, by moving the kickoff up, it's eliminated some, quite a few balls being brought out. In fact, you're seeing lots of the returners laying with their back foot on the back line, just trying to get an opportunity to come out. So it's changed things already. I'm assuming it's made the game safer in some ways, and so it'll be something we'll discuss here in the offseason.
I didn't ever ask you about Josh running that one back from 9 yards deep last
Yeah.
Did you think at the result obviously wasn't good. Did you think at the time you better stay back there?
Well, I think what happens is they get very few opportunities to come out, and they're playmakers. And you see it across the league now where guys are trying to advance the football from almost near the back of the goal line, so or the end line. So you can't score a touchdown if you don't give it a shot. And I would say if you get tackled inside the 20, that's not good. But those guys that are returning those kicks need to use good judgment.
That's always Josh's call. You trust him.
It's good judgment. Yeah, he's a playmaker, and he's a guy that we want to see if he can do something with the ball in his hands.
So you had no problem with that decision?
No, not at all.
Do you think the change a couple of years ago? I'm sorry, I'm not sure when it was. On the wedge rule.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that helped a little bit with the safety, as far as you know, eliminating some of those? Like,
yeah.
Bad?
Well, over the last couple of years, they've been tweaking the rules to try to make it a safer play, and. I guess the results are that it is becoming safer, so I would say that's good.
Did you always think it was the most dangerous play?
Well, I know there was quite a few high-speed collisions, you know, and in the era of really putting an emphasis on player safety, you know, you could see some dangerous things happening.
Pat, can you talk a little bit about the overall challenges that their linebacking core, the Chiefs linebacking core kind of provides?
Well, they're a classic 3-4 linebacking core. They've got two outstanding pass rushers standing on the line of scrimmage, and then their inside linebackers. All of the guys that have played are very, very active. And so those are the guys that kind of make it go when they line up in their base front. And so I got two very good pass rushers and two active middle linebackers. And they have the ability with that scheme to naturally rush 3, 4, 5, or 6. And then be able to drop as many as 8 and only rush, you know. So that's what makes the 3-4 scheme a challenge.
Did Montero have to show you that he could hang out of the ball? I know he had some trouble. I don't know if it was the preseason hanging out of the ball.
No, I think it's important that when he goes in there, I trust him. No matter how many snaps he gets, I trust the fact that he's going to go in there and execute like an NFL running back. And that means get positive yardage and secure the football. You know, and I don't want to jinx him, but he's doing a nice job with it so far.
Just a little bit about playing at home, and it seems like your guys have been able to find a way to win at home.
Yeah, I think it's important to establish a home field advantage in this league. We know when we go on the road that crowd noise can be a big distraction when you're trying to move the football, and I think plus it's fun to be able to put a good performance on the field in front of our home crowd. We understand that, and we'd like to be able to establish that. You want to establish a lot of things as you move forward and try to build a team that's going to be a consistent winner, and being able to win at home is obviously the starting point.
What's the vibe of the team been in practice this week, considering you guys put back-to-back wins here?
I think the preparation's been good. They come out here and they practice in a meaningful way. And, you know, we've got more guys at practice this week than we did preparing for Oakland. And so typically when you have more guys, some of the guys that are doing the look squad stuff, you get a little bit fresher look because you got more guys out here.
Can you sense maybe a boost in confidence?
I think we're practicing with a purpose. And that's the first start in this process of trying to build. And then now we have to go out on Sunday. No matter how well you practice, you have to go out on Sunday and do it.
But can you get a read? I think I've asked you this before. Can you get a read on how your team will play on Sunday by practice?
You know, that's a hard thing to judge. I've been around teams that practice horribly and played well. been around teams that practiced extremely well and didn't play well, or you know. So I've been on teams that you watch warm-ups and you say, holy smokes, are we ever going to be able to get out of the huddle? So it's really hard to predict.
Yeah.
All I know is this. You maximize your chances to play well if you prepare well. That's pretty much how far I take it.
And so this team, you have a good week of practice.
I felt good about what we did, yes.
Going back to what Mary Kay asked, are you expecting a pretty good buzz around the stadium coming off a couple of victories and coming back home?
I would anticipate it. Yeah, I mean, we've got a great fan base. And, you know, we've got a team, and I've said it all week, let's not look at the record. This is a good football team. And we got to play our best football to find a way to win the game. And I anticipate there'll be a great crowd. They'll be ready to go.